You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. There's a lot to see in the Upper Peninsula. The Great Lakes, vast wilderness area, roadside attractions. IPR's Dan Wanshura took a drive up to the UP recently, and he found something else you should keep an eye out for.
I've just crossed the Mackinac Bridge, and I'm heading west on US Highway 2 in St. Ignace. And I'm looking for something I was told would be just outside of town.
Oh, there it is. I'm gonna pull over in this spot right here. Comes up on you quick.
Believe it or not, I've come to this part of Michigan to look at a billboard. Now, typically on billboards in this area, there are ads for McDonald's or a casino or maybe that famous UP mystery spot. Well, that's not what's on this one.
It's a girl with green hair, and she has wings coming out of her arms, and she's, like, beginning to fly.
Yes, a girl with green hair, and she's flying on the billboard.
And she's surrounded by these, like, kind of turquoise birds, and they're all taking flight together. And she's surrounded by flowers.
Katie Eberts is a freelance artist and illustrator from the UP. Katie painted this watercolor image. It's part of a collection she worked on while quarantined called The Strangest Dream.
So my series was like a bunch of like floating characters that are like upside down and like nobody's upset, but they're like, what is going on and how did I get here?
Which is a question you might ask when you see the billboard. What is going on and how did this art get here? Well, enter Travis Ricks.
We're using consumerist infrastructure for culture, I guess.
Travis is one of the brains behind Save Art Space, a nonprofit that rents billboard ad space and turns it into public art. Besides Katie's, there are four other art billboards. They're all on US 2, and they stretch from St. Ignace to Gould City. Every one features Upper Peninsula artists.
And that's what we love, to find new places and experience the art and share the art with the people that live there that may have never seen it before.
The idea of turning billboards into public art spaces came to Travis Ricks around 2015. He was studying photography at the School of Visual Arts in Manhattan, and he noticed a lot of ads going up right over public art murals that had been painted in his Brooklyn neighborhood.
And you could still see the murals on the outside, and the art still hanging out on the corners and stuff, and then in the middle of it is like an ad for Modelo or something. It's not what you want to see.
That's when he and a friend launched Save Art Space. Since it was founded, Save Art Space has rented billboards for art all over the country, L.A., Miami, New York City. Travis says they display art in public spaces because it's for everyone to enjoy, not just a select few.
I've worked in a gallery before in New York, and people would open the door just a little bit, stick their head in and say, "Can I come in? Is this for everybody? And I would always say, "Yeah, anyone can come in. There's no obligation to buy." And then they would just kind of look around real quick and leave, like they still didn't feel comfortable.
Just outside of Bob's Stop and Shop in Gould City, several more art billboards sit perched off the highway. One is a bit of an impressionist take on a beach landscape. Another features an image of three rugs. They have endangered wildflower designs woven into them. Up the road to the west, another billboard shows the art of a wood-burning artist. It's a scene of an idyllic campsite in the woods. And keep in mind, they're huge. They're billboards, 22 feet by 11 feet. But do tourists like Scott Peterson see them?
I didn't, until you pointed it out, this one. I didn't know to look for them.
And what about David Miller? He lives right next to one.
Has that been something that you noticed?
No, I haven't. I don't usually head down that way. To me, it just makes it look nicer. So I'm just surprised.
Whether or not everybody actually sees the billboards on the side of the road doesn't seem to bother Travis Ricks very much.
You see it for 2 seconds, you see it for half a second, you see it, you stand outside like we are for 10 minutes, that's, everyone's going to have a different experience, and that's what we're going for.
Putting art up on billboards costs anywhere from $500 to $1,000 per billboard. Save Art Space covers most of that cost through fees from open calls for art submissions. Travis says he wants the art for each exhibit to reflect the taste and culture of the location. For instance, in Los Angeles, provocative photos exploring artistic nudity. That probably wouldn't be a great fit here in the Upper Peninsula. Which is why one of the billboards here is a painting of two mallard ducks.
they're just two ducks floating by each other. I think the title is called Friends in Passing, and it's perfect. It's beautiful. It represents the area, what you may see around here. I love it.
Even though the art sensibilities in an urban area are perhaps much different from a rural one, Travis Ricks doesn't feel like he's compromising his artistic vision, putting up art that doesn't really push the envelope.
If it's provocative art, if it's just the average person's art, I still feel it accomplishes the same goal of putting art in public space, taking space away from corporations.
Some of the billboards could be up for months. Travis says that depends on when the next company rents the space and the commercial messages return. Meanwhile, as cars and trucks whiz by her billboard near St. Ignace, artist Katie Eberts looks up at her art. She's excited about the increased exposure she's getting and what that could mean for her and other UP artists. And she's got a message for you.
Slow down and pay attention a little bit, you know, because I mean, it's easy to just like go from point A to point B and just like stay with your tunnel vision. But I mean, it's a beautiful world and you should really like look around a little bit, you know?
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Dan Wanshura in St. Ignace.
The Erickson Center for the Arts in Curtis will also feature the art from the US 2 billboards through early August. Coverage of the arts on Interlochen Public Radio is supported in part by the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs and the Northwest Michigan Arts and Culture Network.